This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I know their roster's getting better, but there's something about...
My short answer is no.
There's something about Venables that I don't think passes the smell test. I just still get coordinator, not head coach vibes.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I think there's going to be moments this year when...
I think people are jumping the shark on Mateer.
Yeah, that's the interesting one.
Who did Oklahoma bring in after Lebby?
They brought in the guy at Washington State.
Really?
Ben Arbuckle.
Yeah.
Mm.
They brought in Mateer's OC. They're like the package deal.
Yeah.
I just know this.
They ain't playing Mountain West defenses this year.
No.
Well, we'll find out what they are. They get Michigan week two in Norman.
Well, will we find out? I mean, what are reasonable expectations of Michigan? I assume Mikey Keene's going to play early. And then
if they're starting Mikey Keene at Oklahoma, I will be on Oklahoma.
But I mean, don't you think that's what they're going to do? PSA for everyone. George, help me out. Who is the Wright kid that played at State and Northwestern? Is it Mike Wright?
Didn't he go to Vandy too?
Yeah.
Yes.
He is at East Carolina. He just transferred this week. If he gets the gig, that is an auto fade. He is one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen against the spread. He's up there with my boy Hank Bachmeyer.
Is his career finally over?
Well, I think so, but his brothers are the ones that everybody's like freaking out about trying to get.
They went to BYU. They're a package deal to BYU.
All right, let's take a quick break. Tim, we've talked about yesterday. Maybe it's Wednesday. We were talking about the NBA on NBC, and you're fired up about it.
I have an aspect that makes me fired up.
Okay, so we want to talk about that. Also, we've got an update from Front Office Sports about how the NIL deals, the clearinghouse. That to me is going to be very interesting. Also, we'll get into more of what's on the sports calendar this weekend. We'll do all that when we come back, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, we do a little thing called The List. Let's fire it up. The NBA on NBC. All right, Tim, you said you're fired up about it.
I am fired up about Michael Jordan being a special contributor.
Have we gotten any clarity?
I'm kidding on that, by the way. I'll tell you what I'm fired up about. And it has nothing to do with Jordan. I do get excited about the thought of Round Ball Rock, which I know you'll get into regarding the AI incorporation of that. I've missed Mike Tirico in the NBA. I think Mike Tirico was a phenomenal... Well, first and foremost, I'm just in the bag for Mike Tirico.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I think he's the best play-by-play broadcaster we've got. He can do everything.
Well, Kevin Harlan exists.
Yeah. But I just...
He's great.
Having Tirico back on the NBA is... is exciting for me. He has, I mean, he used to call all the big games on ESPN. So I just think that's something that's maybe getting a little bit overlooked because of all the big names, Reggie Miller, Carmelo Anthony, Michael Jordan, blah, blah, blah. Like, Tirico's back calling NBA games. This is good. Like, Tirico, I remember when Tirico left ESPN for NBC, and he didn't have the Sunday Night Football gig yet, right? It was still Al Michaels.
I think he was doing Notre Dame games, and then wasn't he doing Sunday Night? Wasn't he doing Football Night in America?
Football Night in America, and my God, having Mike Tirico doing Notre Dame games, whew, buddy, that was.
I mean, it's no Jack.
No,
and the Clapper.
I'll plead the fifth on that one.
Where did they move Jack?
I don't know.
Collinsworth, sorry.
Yeah, that was tough. That was to go from Tirico to Jack Collinsworth is I don't know if there's ever been a bigger drop off.
I mean, listen, he's young enough and whatever, his career, it's not like
best of luck to the young man. Amen.
But I cannot remember somebody that was I don't remember the last time we had a one-and-done play-by-play guy.
I think he did 2 years. But you knew it was bad when, like...
Did he? I thought it was one-and-done.
No, I did two. He did two.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, yeah, neither did Jack Collinsworth.
Siri didn't understand. But the two biggest games of that year, he didn't call. Noah Eagle went to Ireland to call the Notre Dame-Navy game, and Noah Eagle called the Ohio State game. And then I'll say this, I'm kind of a Noah Eagle guy. I think he's good.
Well, you're the one that had the super depressing, literally Noah Eagle's going to be calling games until we're dead.
Yeah, that is pretty depressing. But he's really good. So until we die, we get a pretty good broadcaster. So I'll say this, the two play-by-play guys I'm excited about. And then a quick aside, I don't know if it's because he played for the Bullets or at one point in time I broadcasted his daughter. Tim Legler is awesome and should be on the main team. And we got to stop, like, getting too cute and having, like, these big names. Kirk Herbstreit is a no-name, or was a no-name. He was a random Ohio State quarterback, and he ended up becoming the face of college football. Tim Legler was not an all-star. He did win a three-point competition. The fact of the matter is he's tremendous, and he should be on the number one team on ESPN.
All right, I'm ready for my hot take.
All right.
I think Michael Breen's the most overrated play-by-play guy we have.
Bang!
I think if he were the broadcaster of the Orlando Magic, he's not the number one.
Who's number your one. Favorite ESPN ABC play-by-play guy on basketball? Or are you just an Ian Harlan guy? Where are they going? Is someone going to scoop them up for NBA?
I was thinking that Amazon probably.
Okay. Because TNT, I could make a strong argument. As much as I like Tirico and Eagle, I think Anderson, Harlan, and Eagle, you can't beat that. Like, that's a mighty trio right there. I would put any of those three guys up against what they
I
got
just
on
think
ESPN.
Breen falls into that category of Michael K where because
you know they were buddies, right? Like they were like best friends in college.
I mean, it checks out. But like I don't know, like I just don't I think he is a very good play-by-play guy, but like I don't just fawn over him like everyone else does. And then also I do not have the Richard Jefferson gene.
It feels like ESPN's kind of, they're swimming. They're trying to find it.
All right, I'm trying to think of their team. So then you have Ryan Rocco.
Ryan Rocco, yeah. He's pretty good.
Yeah. Mark Jones.
Eh.
His problem is he started smelling his own farts. Like when he started doing slam poetry during a game, I'm like, I'm out on this. Like this is
Jay Billis like full time NBA?
Not
full time, but he's been doing a lot of NBA games.
Have they paired him with Ryan? Is that who they paired him with?
I thought he was with Jones. No.
They have four teams. Who am I missing? Who's Van Gundy with?
Oh, no, Van Gundy.
No, he's TNT. No, yeah, Van Gundy's with, you're right, Van Gundy's with
BA.
Or yeah, BA. I'm missing someone for their NBA.
Someone will let us know.
That's the other thing.
We're looking for ESPN, right?
Who's ESPN's fourth team?
They've got, let's see, play-by-plays are Breen, Michael Grady, Mark Jones, Dave Pasch, and Ryan Rudolph.
Oh, Pasch. I like Pasch.
Pasch was on with Legler last night. They were
Pasch
very good.
Pasch is good.
Yep. And then I think they kind of shuffle some of their color. But
who you said someone in there that I had never heard of. Grady?
Yes.
Michael
Grady.
I have no idea who that is.
Does not ring a bell. Probably gets game 8 out of
Yeah, Pasch wasn't. It was Pasch and Legler last night.
They're good.
And I'll say too, what's hard. I'm not defending Breen, but it is challenging. And he talked about this on a podcast recently, which was like when you had Jeff and Mark Jackson. Like you just let them do their thing. Like, all right, just go. They'll fight each other, and then you just slip in a bang every once in a while. Now he's trying to kind of, I think, with the three-man of Doris and Jefferson, he's trying to figure it out. I felt like they kind of figured it out with JJ a little bit, and then, you know, he left and coached the Lakers.
I just think three's the crowd.
I agree. Keep it simple.
Michael.
They kind of do it. CBS does a pretty good job with Nance, Hill, and Raftery.
Well, now it's Ian.
Oh, Ian, that's right. Yeah, Nance is gone. That's right.
But, like, that's the other thing. It's like, I feel like Breen gets unquestionably ranked as the number one NBA guy, and I just don't think that's simply true.
No. I think he did because of the dynamic of.
I think it's New York. I think I really struggle. The New York Knicks are a much more likable team than the Celtics. If you're just talking about the collection of players, I am so over the New York supremacy that I can't stand it. It makes me root for Boston. The Garden, the Garden, bing bong. It's a freaking arena.
I can't say the next line.
It's an arena. Not for me. Okay, the other thing, though, is I think we can all agree bringing back the song is huge, but you have to be with me. The AI-generated, was it Jim Fagel? Is that his name?
Fagan, I believe.
Fagan. Come on. That is so dumb. Because that's the other thing.
Freaks me out.
You're like, everyone's like, oh, well, we're all about nostalgia. Does anyone have nostalgia for the promo announcer? We have nostalgia for the song.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
that reeks to me of just an entertainment executive that's like, well, nostalgia's in right now. Look what all the numbers say. Nostalgia. Here's what we're going to do. And it's like, you people are so divorced from reality. Like, that's not what we're into.
You needed to bring the song back. Now, my question is, I don't know if I have you.
Well, the real thing is, has the song lost some luster because it got co-opted by Fox?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Does Fox College Basketball continue to get to play it? Or is...
I don't know what the...
Does NBC say, all right, we're back? Was there some... I'd be curious to know the rules because NBC, once they come back and they announce we're bringing Round Ball Rock back, does it go away from Fox? I never liked it. I never liked it on Fox.
It just felt like stolen valor.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, and also, Fox is actually pretty good at getting their own music.
Yeah.
Like, the Fox NFL song is a pretty good song. And then they kind of, you know, when they started going heavier into college football, they just did the marching band version of it, which is fine. I think they should have written their own song.
Got lazy.
Got very, very lazy. Deloitte. This is from Amanda Christovich over at Front Office Sports. The House versus NCAA settlement would implement a new name, image, and likeness deal approval process to eliminate, quote, pay-for-play booster and collective NIL deals. But the NCAA and power conferences have released few details about the system, a clearinghouse run-through software created by Deloitte, and how it would actually work until now. A new three-page memo distributed by the schools, distributed to the schools by officials involved in the settlement and obtained by Front Office Sports sheds new light on the clearinghouse, which would be called NIL Go. Are we seriously like Pokemon Go? NIL Go? Like, are we, this is unreal. Some of the biggest revelations. The clearinghouse itself wouldn't be able to block certain deals. Instead, it would just flag them. And do what? Schools will be in charge of determining the difference between a booster and collective, and Deloitte will potentially charge hefty fees anywhere from $5,000 to $500,000 per school. Tim, this is DOA. This will take 6 seconds to challenge in court. Their corporate partner is going to be charging to thumbs up or thumbs down deals. I did love this from Amanda. But plenty of questions remain, including whether it's legal for the NCAA and conferences to determine, quote, fair market value, what penalties athletes will face if they refuse to participate in the process or go forward with deals regardless, or whether the rules are enforceable. Several industry experts tell Front Office Sports they see a myriad of issues with the plan, no duh, including those that could be fodder for more lawsuits. Quote, the proposed settlement does not create stability in college athletics. Russell White, head of an organization representing NIL collectives called the Collective Association, tells Front Office Sports. It actually creates more chaos. I'm telling you, man, like, this is... I don't understand why they're insistent on this.
We're going down a slippery slope, man. This past week or so, I'm not loving things that have been coming out.
Such as?
Well, we talked about it with Blake last week. This whole new expanded playoff thing with the auto bids. And now the ACC is like, whoa, I don't know if I want to do that. And what's going to happen is the Big Ten and the SEC is going to be like, you're going to do it. And then they're just going to do it. I don't know. It's a lot of weird stuff going on right now with this awesome sport.
It feels like to me there's still so much burying of their head in the sand. And they think that if they just keep going for it. Because that was the other thing. Did you see Saban when he was asked about the whole commission? He's basically like,
I don't know.
Like, nothing's going to happen. And I mean, I never had high expectations to begin with that all of a sudden. But to me, it just really emphasizes, it felt to me like, okay, the NCAA was used to always going to court and winning. Then they started losing there. Okay, well, then we'll go to Congress and we'll get all the legislation. They paid all the money to lobby with Congress. That went nowhere. Then it was like, okay, well, we'll get Trump. And what's he going to do? Issue an executive order that will probably have no legal standing? Also, the ACC not expanding at this time, which I didn't know. Was that a question?
Why would they expand?
I don't know. Like, that was like a press release, I feel like, today. I was like, well, of course you're not. Like, you already are splitting money up. You're saying you don't have as much money as everybody else, and you're splitting it up unequally. Why would they be adding people? I mean, the only way you add people is if you're worried, like, you're adding to try to survive.
Sure, if Notre Dame said they would join you full-time, I think you'd expand.
Right, but you and I both know that...
Yeah, any conference will
No, everybody would stop what they were doing. They would. I think conferences would have to determine whether or not there's legal precedent. If they had to kick somebody out to get Notre Dame in, I think there would be questions of what do we have to do.
Hey, Vandy. Sorry, bud. Got to get out. We got a different prestigious academic school coming in.
we're going to have to let you go.
Speaking of Irish, your boy, 3-under through the front nine.
Listen, all I need is a backdoor top 10.
I got top 5. I got aggressive. I didn't want to lay the juice. So I think, right now, Rory, if he's going to play like this, I think backdooring his way into a top 10 is definitely on the table. Scotty Tuhati, where is he at right now?
He was at 3-under, I believe.
4-under now. Oh, boy. Here we go.
I think that's the other thing.
Do we bet Scotty now? Like, let's just, hold on, let me just pull the odds up. He's plus 210 to win right now at DraftKings. I know for a golfer that's not long odds, but like, I'm looking at the top of that board, and I've already got some Bryson. By the way, your boy, Rory, same odds as Jonathan Vegas to win the PGA.
What did you say, plus 210?
Scotty's plus 210, Bryson's plus 850, and Rory and the leader, Vegas, are 11-1.
So over at Data Golf, they have a live model, predictive model. That's not great odds because they still have him at a 22% chance of winning.
Yeah.
He's double the next closest person, but that's not a great value.
With Scotty, you're always gonna have to pay a massive premium. He's not the Tiger yet from a betting standpoint. I think those were just ridiculous, outrageous numbers you always had to put down on Tiger. But it's getting close.
What did you say Bryson was?
850.
So if you use he has about, according to Data Golf, he has an 8% chance of winning. So a little more than half of what Scotty does. But your
probability of 850 would be 10% chance.
And he's about, according to this, he's at 8.3.
Okay.
So that at least is closer to the number. But, I mean, this is interesting. Scotty, according to Data Golf, is at 22.2%. Vegas, who has a two-shot lead currently, 9.1%. Bryson is at 8.3%, 5 shots behind Johnny Vegas. Alex Smalley shockingly has a 5.9% chance. Then John Rahm at 4.4 and Rory at 3.6. I will say this. I think if Rory can get it to the house at 3-under, I don't think it's insane.
I don't either. I mean, Max Homa shot a 64 today, 7-under.
So. Well, I mean, Rory has the course record here. He shot 61 here before.
Right. So if he's going to get hot, I mean, look, 3-under is tied for 14th right now.
Well, and the reality is, I think 3-under might be the lead with Scotty.
Yeah, I think Scotty might win this thing. I think it's kind of – I think we're getting – we'll see how the back
I'm sorry, 4-under,
goes.
4-under. Scotty's at 4-under. That's the – for me, that's the actual lead, is 4-under.
Let's see how the back nine goes, but it does kind of feel like it's Scotty versus the field at some point here, maybe by the end of the day.
Let's see. Who do I trust that can actually make a move? Okay. Matthew Pavon is actually not a bad golfer. Like, he was in the U.S. Open at Pinehurst until about, like, 15. Like, he was in it till the end. Smalley would be quite the story. He literally wasn't even in the tournament until Wednesday. I don't trust Homa's game under pressure. He's still on the mend. Fitzpatrick, I do kind of trust. He's at 5-under. I don't really know if I trust Bezuidenhout and Norin. Yeah, I think this is shaping up to be a Scotty Bryson race. And Rahm's at 2-under.
Yeah, Rombo had a good first day.
God, he has one of my favorite. Watch him when he pulls his pants up, like, it's just so great. Like, do I look like a guy that likes snacks? Ah, it's great.
Let's just make a run, Rory. Come on, baby. You could do it.
He just if he just comes in 31, like, we'll be there. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's talk about what we're looking on the card this week. We'll do that next right here, or this weekend, I should say. We'll do that next right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
VIP Play is live in Tennessee. That means that you'll get access to over 200 sports leagues to wager on and all your favorite bet types. You've heard of Live Now, but you've not experienced Live Always like you will on VIP Play. Also, the VIP Players Club Sweepstakes is going on as well. That means every bet you make gets you entries into the VIP Players Club Sweepstakes. You'll earn one entry per bet, one entry per dollar bet, and 10 times the entries on parlays and same game parlays. VIP Play gets you the VIP guarantee as well. That means you'll get 24/7 customer support from real people. And again, you can earn those entries into the Players Club Sweepstakes, and you're even able to cash out on a bet for the full stake if the line hasn't changed, and much more. So go over right now to VIP Play and claim your welcome bonus. When you make your first bet of $5 or more, you'll get $100 back in bonus bets instantly. All you have to do is use the promo code Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, promo code Odyssey, to take advantage of the VIP welcome bonus. As always, you got to be 21 and older and in Tennessee to gamble. And for problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. All right, Tim, we mentioned it a little bit yesterday, but I was curious to know, what did you think of the comments from Caleb and, I apologize, what's his dad? I think it was another C.
Papa Caleb. I don't know.
So the things that I thought were interesting. Number one, I don't really know if it's not if it's going to play that poorly because they fired all these coaches. Nobody liked them. These weren't popular coaches. The thing that was a little surprising to me, I cannot remember. Can you remember any book where people have their names on it? Like they're this is not people around Caleb Williams or sources around. Like they put their actual names. Well, and Caleb's quoted, like, on the record.
This just is like the Van Wilder gif of, but why? Like, what did they have to gain from saying this, to your point? Like, all of this can be accurate, and it is. He totally said it. And I don't disagree because, like, look, when you're an elite prospect, which is what Caleb Williams was and may still end up being an elite quarterback at some day, You're going to, more often than not, a pretty crappy franchise. And this has happened before, whether it be Eli to your beloved Giants, or obviously the most famous was John and Jack Elway. I just don't know why the Williams family, and his dad is Carl.
I knew it was a C, but I couldn't remember.
So good to see you.
By the way, Rory picked up another birdie for you.
There you go, baby.
We're into red figures.
Here we go. Matty Fitzpatrick's playing pretty good, too. I just don't know why you do this. Like, what is there to gain from saying this? And I'm sure, and look, Caleb's a pretty smart kid.
I also, I think it's also...
I'm sure they'll deflect it.
I'm sure it's also, like, let's be real. The excerpts that always get released are the juiciest ones.
Yeah, of course.
I imagine this is the juiciest of it all.
I mean, telling his dad that he needs to go to the Vikings. I need to go to the Vikings, he told his father. Let's do it, his father replied. But both Caleb and Carl knew that a trade to a division rival was extremely unlikely. Yeah, you think? They were picking 10th.
Well,
or 11th.
So I guess the thing, though, that the way I felt about it is like, I don't think any of these conversations are... Like, I didn't read this and think, like, oh, this is a problem for them. Like, I think these conversations happen. What I still can't believe is that they have actually, like, put their name on it. That's what I can't believe.
They put their name on it after he didn't play well last year. You know? Like...
Yeah, I also wonder, like, I also said this. I quietly bought some stock.
Oh, I have not sold Caleb stock. Like,
I think it's true. I think Jalen Daniels is a phenomenal football player. Jaden Diggs. I also think if Jaden were at the Bears last year, I think he has a similar season to what Caleb did. And I think Caleb would have had a similar. We can say what we want about Cliff as a head coach, program runner, whatnot. He's pretty good at calling an offense.
Sure.
And he put him, I think it was very important that, you know, he really put Jaden in positions to be successful. But, you know, there was a period, we talked about this, kind of that middle part of the year where, what did we think that Jaden had? Was it ribs?
Yeah, he got hurt against the Bears.
Yeah, and like
he got hurt in that game.
And he had like a 6-week kind of stretch where it was just kind of pedestrian.
Yeah, because I do a game day show in D.C., and we talked a lot about under his rushing total for like, it hit like 5 straight weeks.
Yeah.
Because he came out tremendous, and the number was too low, and then it dipped. And then the last handful of games, he was just exceptional. I mean, in the playoff run, he was ridiculous, and... I tell you this, man, the NFL's in on some Chicago Bear, though. I mean, they're buying some stock. Like, they want this Bears team to be good. If you're looking at some of their, you know, high-profile type of games, the fact that they are on Black Friday, the fact that they're on that Saturday before Christmas, the same day as the college football playoff. Monday Night Football against the Commanders. Opening Monday Night Football at home against the Vikings. Like, they're in on some Chicago Bears this year.
Did we count it up? Who's going to have the most prime time? I assume it's the Chiefs again.
Chiefs. Washington's in, I think, the same amount of standalone games.
Yeah.
Washington has 8 standalone games. Most ever in franchise history. But I think they're in 5 primetime games because they have the Saturday game, they have a Christmas game, and then they have the Madrid game. So they have 8 standalone. I think that's the same as Kansas City, but I believe Kansas City, off the top of my head, I think they have 6 primetime games.
I know they have, I think they have almost every international game. So they've got Brazil.
Yep.
Then they have Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. I guess they don't have to go to Europe this year.
They do not. But yes, they have, Brazil to open the season.
Is Taylor going to go to Brazil?
No.
By the way, How much faith do we have in that six-part ESPN docuseries that they're going to do on the Chiefs?
The Kingdom?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm a sucker for documentaries.
Isn't it a little early for this? Is Mahomes even 30 yet?
He is 29. He'll turn 30.
Yeah, so he's not even 30 yet. I mean, think about how long we had to wait for the Patriots one. We had to wait until the point in which Kraft just decided his entire Hall of Fame, campaign is just going to be, it was all Bill's fault. Which, by the way, Jordan's getting deep sixed. Have you been paying attention this week?
Jordan
Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
Big time sidelined. She is about to have the ultimate life comes at you fast, I think, awakening here pretty soon. John Rahm is putting with his back to the hole right now. And made a pretty good run at it. And it's gone. Made a pretty good run at it, and he's now got 10 feet coming back. All right, what do you like tonight? Or do we like anything this weekend?
I'm having a hard time, man. I'm struggling. I'm getting smoked. I kind of like the Knicks tonight just because they have to get it done, but it feels too obvious.
I will say this, though. I made the squarest bet I have all week this year. Or the squarest bet I made all playoffs, I made it this week. And it got to the window. I took Minnesota in game five.
It feels kind of square tomorrow to take Denver, or Sunday to take Denver.
I just feel like in that series, we truly should just stick to the zigzag.
Now, Oklahoma City won game five but didn't cover. But it was alarming to me when I listened to a NBA podcast, and I think it was Tim Bontemps, when he said the line is, quote, disrespectful. And whenever I hear that, I'm like, it's probably the right side.
Well, no, I did the same thing on what night did Cleveland get closed out?
Oh, yeah.
Was that Monday?
Tuesday night.
There was no way on God's green earth that Cleveland should have been laying 8 points.
And they were
I laid it because I was like, this makes no sense.
And they led early.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you knew by the third quarter, this is a loser.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at no point in the second half did I consider, I'm on the right side here.
What about tonight? The Toronto Maple Leafs, who have not, I mean, you talk about, someone said that the Toronto Maple Leafs, I think it was on my show yesterday, the Toronto Maple Leafs are the Knicks of Canada.
I think, isn't the other one, George, isn't the other comp the Cowboys?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if we're looking at this, what's Florida?
Florida's minus 225.
ESPN has them at 230.
They just won six to nothing.
They were a minus 140 favorite in Toronto.
I know.
Yeah, that last game was
B2A. That was borderline erotic. There's something about watching when that entire Toronto, like the whole third period with the fans just being gone, that was delicious.
Mitch Marner had some of the nastiest hockey I've seen in that second period.
That just feels like
it might just be done.
I can't bet the Leafs, but I think at that price, I don't think I can really bet. The only thing that you can do is maybe money line parlay.
So the one thing I would say about it,
what are the odds on the puck line?
So this only, I'll get you that in a second, but this only works if it's a one goal game in the third period. But I've found that, and last night, man, whoo, buddy, if anyone had the Hurricanes on the puck line, congratulations. Game was 1-1 with 2 minutes to go, and the Hurricanes won 3-1. But what happens is, if the Panthers are up, let's just say 3-2 with like 4 minutes to go, check out what the puck line is. You can actually get a pretty decent price on it, and you know that they're going to pull the goalie. So the puck line tonight right now, George, is minus 135 for Toronto.
What is Panthers minus 1.5 goals?
Plus 115.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
That game's priced where, like, I'll say this. Vegas is telling you they expect another whooping.
I was texting with a buddy of mine who knows hockey really well and bets hockey, and I asked him about the Hurricanes, because every game this series, and now it's over, the Hurricanes got bet. And he goes, the Canes could be playing 1980 Soviets, and the betting public would take the Canes. They love the Hurricanes.
Is it just because they put so many shots up?
I don't know.
They're analytic darlings.
So I love the sprint, the first period under sprint. So if you're looking at that, let's see. Game 5 went under. Game 4 under. Game 3 over. Game 2 over. And game 1 over. So we're on a little run here to the under. There is no...
Well, the Panthers did hit it on their own the other night.
There is no more painful...
That game did... Well, that
full,
game almost
full,
went...
That's
that game
full
almost,
game.
Oh, first,
I'm talking about
okay.
First period.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no more painful bet out there than a first period under, but it is exhilarating.
When you're just rooting for the goalies.
I love it. I love it. Last night, Canes and Caps, first four games went under, and they went over last night in the first period, then under for the game. And then the late night game went under in the first period, Dallas and Winnipeg. It went full game under, too.
All right, we'll take one last break. When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Tim, you said you got something for me today for Tell This Story?
Mike Miller, former Memphis coach, was on Pardon My Take and was asked about his first impression of Nikola Jokic. He said he was 3 days late to camp for Denver after he got bought out in Portland, and the Kroenke family and Mike Malone came over and said, "What do you think?" And he said, "I don't know who that fat, ugly kid is over there, but he's your best player, and it's not even close." And he was talking about,
I would say,
Nikola Jokic.
I'd say he might have had the eye for talent there. I'd say he might have gotten that one. All right, my man. Have a great weekend. Let's hope Rory can backdoor this T5 for you.
Let's get
that bad boy to the window.
All right, see you, dude.
For Tim, for George, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.